This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Since 1978, women's incarceration has climbed at twice the rate of men's. In the U.S., with 834% more women locked up than 40 years ago, according to the Prison Policy Initiative. Kissing, according to one study, transfers up to 1 billion bacteria from one mouth to another, along with 0.2 micrograms of food bits. In 1910, black farmers made up about 14% of American farmers, owning 14 million acres. In 2012, only about 1.5% of American farmers are black. Evo Morales, the president of Bolivia, resigned after a demand from the military to resolve the dispute over election irregularities. Evidence abounds of Russian interference and election tricks in Madagascar's race for president. In 2018, for the first time, the number of streaming subscribers around the world, 613 million, surpassed the number of cable subscribers at 556 million. An open records investigation by the Associated Press identified 1,688 high-hazard dams rated poor or unsatisfactory in 44 states and Puerto Rico, with some states not furnishing information. Organized over 6 years by New York artist Dred Scott, reenactors marched along the 1811 route of the 500-person slave revolt along Louisiana's German coast. Economists estimate that the consolidation of U.S. businesses in so many industries, from internet to cable to airlines to home services, is allowing them to overcharge and pay lower wages, costing each American household $5,000 annually. Census Bureau is overhauling its database after researchers found that answers to census questions would allow identification of 1 in 6 respondents, or 52 million people, who were in the 2010 census. There's been a 38% increase in alcohol consumption in India since 2010. Lula da Silva, former union leader and president of Brazil from the Workers' Party, was released from prison by the Supreme Court that found that people under appeal should not be imprisoned. Government Accountability Office and Judicial Watch have estimated that the hourly rate for flying Air Force One is between $142,000 and $272,000. That's per hour. Bernie Sanders has collected more money from Latino voters than any other individuals in the 2020 Democratic field, raising three times as much from the group as Barack Obama did in 2008. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Unions Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.